Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, this week I've told you about El Salvador and the great work that is going on down there through missionary Adam Freidenstein. And yesterday we talked about Iwakuni, Japan, and the great military work there among the Marines and Navy personnel, and thank the Lord for what he's doing through the Knight family. Today, let's talk about work over in Europe, Northern Ireland specifically. This is called Labors Together with God, a testimony of teamwork in missions, and it's given by Josh Ferran. He and his wife, Bethany, and they have four daughters, two little girls, and then had twins. And I think I'm right, they're both girls. If not, I'd ask their forgiveness because I've already said it. Well, anyway, let's see what God's doing there in Northern Ireland. Brother Ferran says, in the northern region of Northern Ireland, where deep political and religious divisions still shape daily life, the gospel is doing a quiet but powerful work, building up a church that reflects unity and local ownership. Our family has the privilege of serving in the city of Londonderry, alongside a national pastor, James Wilson, and we have seen firsthand the power of teamwork in missions. Derry, as the Catholics call it, or Londonderry, preferred by the Protestants, is a city long marked by sectarian conflict. Most residents, whether from Catholic or Protestant backgrounds, are non-practicing in their faith, and they're disconnected from the gospel. Yet here, the Lord is at work, not through flashy methods or strong personalities, but through patient teamwork and a shared vision for indigenous church growth. 2.5 years ago, God led us to begin serving with Pastor James Wilson and Derry Baptist Fellowship with the goal of helping it grow into a fully indigenous body, self-governing, self-supporting, and self-propagating. Now, this is the biblical model of missions, equipping local believers to lead and to serve and to multiply. When we arrived, the church with limited resources and outreach averaged about 15 in attendance. But we joined hands with the national pastor, trusting God to bring the increase, and he has. Today, the average attendance has tripled, and more than 70 people attend semi-regularly. There are ministries for children, for teenagers, for men and women, and all of that has been launched, and tract distribution has soared from $2,500 a year to more than $50,000 annually. Local giving has quadrupled, and more members have joined and are now serving faithfully in the ministry. Well, one of the clearest pictures of teamwork bearing fruit came this past August. For 2 years, we had been investing in a local teenager through the youth group and weekly Bible studies. And after one youth event, he approached Josh and asked how to be born again. And Josh explained the gospel again, gave him a tract, encouraged him to read it before the next meeting. And later that week, the young man told Josh that he had gone home, read the tract, and while he was alone in his room, he prayed and asked Jesus to save him from his sins. What makes this so special is how many different people God used to bring him to that point. If it were not for the teamwork of others in the ministry, we would not have had the time to start a youth group or consistent Bible studies with him. This is a very encouraging story, and I will finish it up tomorrow.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.